told you to bear with me today. I did forget a few announcements. First one, please note in today's bulletin, the offering amount for September 10th are not correct. Current income should be $7,732.50. OCWM should be $561.50. And Barb and Don have more vegetables downstairs for us to enjoy. And again, all donations will go to the Exterior Restoration Fund. We do have some joys. I did already announce the birth of Gia Ming Bruin. And Jonathan and Teal Cross are happily waiting for their baby to come. And September 30th was Freya Salmon's birthday. She's 8 years old. We do have some concerns. After falling at home, Alan Johnston is in the ICU at Grandview Hospital, recovering from 4 broken ribs, cracks in his back, and a collapsed lung. Jim Stevens passed on September 12th. On Friday, September 22nd, at St. John's, visitation will be from 9:30 to 10:45, followed by a celebration of life service at 11. And the family has requested that you wear bright colors, no black. It's to be a celebration. Let us pray. Loving, gracious, and forgiving God, help us to be more forgiving in our daily lives. Sometimes we get busy with life and don't realize we are quick to anger. It happens in our cars when traffic is heavy or the person in front of us does not start up quick enough at a red light. It might happen in stores where we always seem to pick the slow lane or someone at the head of the line is fumbling with their payment. Help us to realize that that person may have a lot on their mind or is not having a good day. Let us be more thoughtful of the people around us. We all know the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But we forget easily with all the stress in our lives. We are in a hurry or want things now. But what happens when we are on the receiving end of someone else's anger? We get upset. We want their patience. Help us to remember that and try to be more forgiving. Let us take a moment and reflect on how not to show our impatience and be more forgiving in the future. We can't change our past, but we can change the future with your help. Let us celebrate with Ben, Linda, and the proud grandparents, Mark and Bruce, as they welcome Arthur into the world. We celebrate with Jonathan and Teal as they wait for their baby. And we celebrate the birthday of Freya. Let us pray for Lois and Jim's family as they adjust to a life without him. May their memories help them through these tough times. Let us pray for Alan and healing prayers that he may heal very shortly. Let us remember all of our friends and family that may lay heavy on our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us stand and sing our doxology as our offering is brought forward and lifted up to God.
To receive. So let us go forward, bearing forgiveness and hoping to receive this for our days and our lives.